Unit 3, page 15, exercises 3 and 4.
So, Naomi, have you and your partners thought of investing in a hotel franchise? The Golden Dragon Country Club Hotel is looking for franchise partners in Guangzhou, and they're interested in the same kind of locations outside the city as you are.
Well, we hadn't seriously considered it up to now, but actually, our concept would fit quite well within the profile of the Golden Dragon Country Club. I know their Shanghai and Macau hotels very well. I love them. But I don't know. It would be a big change of plan. What would be the main benefits in your view?
Well, for you as the franchisee, the main benefit lies in the reputation of the brand name and the instant recognition it gives you in the market. You would also have access to Golden Dragon's global distribution systems and customer loyalty programs to kickstart your marketing, not to mention training programs and operational know-how that have helped to make the franchise so successful up to now.
Yes. But we'd still have the same startup expenses, plus an upfront franchise fee, as well as ongoing royalties, wouldn't we?
True, but you'd benefit from a much smoother and more rapid startup, riding on the back of all that acquired expertise. And you'd have an instant global profile without any initial promotional spend. It's the assistance prior to launch, the staff training, and the quality control that would be so helpful to you. But it would also mean you'd have to comply with all the brand's policies, so you'd have to make sure you would be happy about that. Listen, I can put you in touch with Michael Yu, the Southeast China franchise manager. Why don't you have a meeting and talk about it?